More than 4 months after a powerful earthquake struck India, huge numbers of people still are homeless. 600,000 residents of Gujarat state reportedly are living in temporary shelters, and many are accusing India's government of breaking its promise to help. The BBC's Jill McGivering reports.
Mehul is picking through the rubble of his family home. His village, Koti, was totally destroyed and is still in ruins. His family has spent the last 4 months in a makeshift tent. Mehul's mother, Hansa, says they're getting no help at all. What's the point of getting angry, she told me. We're helpless. The government says one thing one day, another thing the next. In some villages, rebuilding has just started. Villagers in Beta Valaria are using materials paid for by the UK, organised by Save the Children and a local network, Abian. One of the conditions is that the villagers rebuild earthquake-proof houses. But when the charities took me along to see the progress, they soon got into a row with the villagers. The villagers are rebuilding traditional homes with stone walls, very different from the earthquake-proof design, which has low stone walls and the top half made of bamboo and thatch. Village chief Govinda Iyer is defensive. We didn't get proper guidance, he said, so we started building the houses our own way. The monsoon is just round the corner, and we've got to get on with it and provide shelter for everyone. Chris Cattaway of Save the Children says they must build safely, or they won't get any more materials.
We don't want people to make the same mistake again. A lot of people probably were killed unnecessarily because houses collapsed. Had they followed earthquake-proof designs, then those deaths need not have occurred. So if we're giving people the opportunity to rebuild their houses, we want them to rebuild safe houses.
Money flooded into the area when the earthquake struck, but miscommunication and delays are causing immense frustration. Because of the bureaucracy, many people have more faith in self-help than government help. Sushma Iyengar of the non-government group Abian says some well-meant intervention actually shifted the focus away from self-help. One example is the supply of so many tents.
That created the need for tents, which was actually not there immediately after the earthquake. After the earthquake, people were asking for tarpaulins, and people who hadn't accessed tents had actually started reconstructing with their debris material, interim shelters, which were with local material, the kind of houses they probably were living in already. But with the tents coming in, they all kept waiting for tents and stopped the process of self-rehabilitation.
Some people have received compensation. Some communities are now starting to rebuild. But the overwhelming feeling on the ground is one of anger and frustration that more than 4 months since the earthquake struck, so little visible progress has been made.
The BBC's Jill McGivering.